bulletin if you get confused, and you can just follow along. It's designed to give us lots of time to reflect on what it is that Jesus did for us and continues to do for us today. So thank you for coming to join in this celebration. We're going to open with a brief responsive reading that's based on a prayer from the 3rd century. My part's in bold, yours will follow. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed from the dead.
You can follow along with the words up here, or if there's a hymnal close to you in the back of a seat, you can grab it and turn to song number 175. Lift your glad voices in triumph on high, for Jesus hath risen and man shall not die. Vain were the terrors that gathered around him, and short the dominion of death and the grave. He burst from the fetters of darkness that bound him, resplendent in glory to live and to save. Loud was the chorus of angels on high, the Savior hath risen and man shall not die. Glory to God in full anthems of joy, the being he gave us death cannot destroy. Sad were the life we may part with tomorrow, if tears were our birthright and death were our end. But Jesus hath cheered the dark valley of sorrow and bade us immortal to heaven ascend. Lift then your voices in triumph on high, for Jesus hath risen and man shall not die.
John 11:1-44. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus was now laid sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick." When he heard this, Jesus said,
"This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it."
Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Yet when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. Then he said to his disciples,
"Let us go back to Judea."
"But Rabbi," they said, "a short while ago the Jews tried to stone you, and yet you're going back there?"
"Are there not 12 hours of daylight? A man who walks by day will not stumble, for he sees by this world's light. It is when he walks by night that he stumbles, for he has no light."
After he had said this, he went on to tell them,
"Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to wake him up."
His disciples replied, "Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better." Jesus had been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought he meant natural sleep. So then he told them plainly,
"Lazarus is dead, and for your sake I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe, but let us go to him."
Then Thomas, called Didymus, said to the rest of the disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask."
"Your brother will rise again."
"I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day," Martha answered.
"I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?"
"Yes, Lord," she told him. "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world." And after she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. "The teacher is here," she said, "and is asking for you." When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house comforting her noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled.
"Where have you laid him?"
"Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance.
"Take away the stone."
"But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days.
"Did I not tell you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God?"
So they took away the stone. And then Jesus looked up and said,
"Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me."
When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice,
"Lazarus, come out!"
The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen, and a cloth around his face.
"Take off the grave clothes and let him go."
Let's pray. God our Father, by raising Christ your Son, you conquered the power of death and opened for us the way to eternal life. Let our celebration today raise us up and renew our lives by the Spirit that is within us. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
To the cross I look, and to the cross I cling. Of its suffering I do dream, and of its work I do sing. On it my Savior, both bruised and crushed, showed that God is love, and God is just. At the cross you beckon me, you draw me gently to my knees, and I am lost for words, so lost in love. I'm sweetly broken, wholly surrendered. what a priceless gift, undeserved life have I been given through Christ crucified. You called me out of death, you called me into life, and I was under your wrath. Now through the cross I'm reconciled. At the cross you beckon me, you draw me gently to my knees, and I am lost for words, so lost in love. I'm sweetly broken, wholly surrendered. At the cross you beckon me, you draw me gently to my knees, and I am lost for words, so lost in love. I'm sweetly broken, wholly surrendered. In the awe of the cross I must confess how wondrous your redeeming love, and how great is your faithfulness. At the cross you beckon me, you draw me gently to my knees, and I am lost for words, so lost in love. I'm sweetly broken, wholly surrendered. At the cross you beckon me, you draw me gently to my knees, and I am lost for words, so lost in love. I'm sweetly broken, wholly surrendered.
John 20, 1 through 18. Early on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. It was still dark. She saw that the stone had been moved away from the entrance. So she ran to Simon Peter and another disciple, the one whom Jesus loved. She said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started out for the tomb. Both of them were running. The other disciple ran faster than Peter. He reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived. He went into the tomb, and he saw the strips of linen lying there. He also saw the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself. It was separate from the linen. The disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their own homes. But Mary stood outside the tomb, crying. As she cried, she bent over to look into the tomb. She saw two angels dressed in white. They were seated where Jesus' body had been. One of them was where Jesus' head had been laid. The other sat where his feet had been placed. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." Then she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't realize that it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who are you looking for?" She thought he was the gardener, so she said, "Sir, did you carry him away? Tell me where you put him, and then I will go and get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him, and she cried out in the Aramaic language, "Rabboni." Rabboni means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me. I have not yet returned to the Father. Instead, go to those who believe in me, tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news. She said, I have seen the Lord. And she told them that he had said these things to her. Let's pray. Heavenly Father and God of mercy, we who no longer look for Jesus among the dead, for he is alive and has become the Lord of life. From the waters of death, you raised us with him and renew your gift of life within us. Increase in our minds and hearts the risen life we share with Christ, and help us to grow as your people toward the fullness of eternal life with you. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord Jesus, we greet you, and we pray to you, and we pray through you, and we pray with joy and confidence, as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
I'll be reading this morning from Luke 24, verses 13 to 36. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor at Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened here in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. and what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?" And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening, the day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized them by them when he broke the bread. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." Let's pray. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith, that we may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
I invite you to stand and sing along with me.
Let the weak say, "I am strong." Let the poor say, "I am rich." Let the blind say, "I can see." It's what the Lord has done in me. Let the weak say, "I am strong." Let the poor say, "I am rich." Let the blind say, "I can see." It's what the Lord has done in me. Hosanna, Hosanna, to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus died and rose again. Hosanna, Hosanna, to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus died and rose again. Into the river I will wade, there my sins are washed away. From the heaven's mercy stream of the Savior's love for me, I will rise from waters deep into the saving arms of God. I will sing salvation song. Jesus Christ has set me free. Hosanna, Hosanna, to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus died and rose again. Hosanna, Hosanna, to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus died and rose again. Jesus died and rose again. Jesus died and rose again.
You may be seated.
I'd like to invite the children to come up to the front here, and we'll find seats on the stage, and perhaps this table here could arrange some chairs in the front too, so we have room. Come on up, children.
I don't know about you guys. Do any of you get like candy on Easter morning? Can we see some hands? Okay. Okay. Well, I'm a parent, and when my little boys were little, Reuben, my husband, and I would stay up the night before, and we'd have three baskets because we had three boys. And we had big bags of candy, and we'd empty them on the bed, and we'd count them out. Three for this basket, three for this basket, three for this basket, four for this. It took a long time. Why do you think we did it that way?
So it could be even.
So it could be even, so it could be fair. And so on Sunday morning, I don't know about you guys, maybe you don't do this kind of thing, but our boys would be known to count and make sure that everything was even and fair. Okay, it's just the way we are. And in fact, I have to be very honest here, I am like that too. And I will look around and say, how come that person gets to do this and I'm stuck over here doing this? I mean, any of you ever do that? No? You are some good kids. Okay. I'm going to tell you one of my favorite parts of the Bible, one of my favorite stories. It's from the last chapter of John, John 21. And you know, you've been listening this morning. It's after Jesus rose from the dead. But the deal is, he rose from the dead and he like appeared to his disciples and then he go. And then a week later, he appeared to his disciples and then he was gone again. I think that would be nerve-wracking if you were a disciple, right? So one night, Peter and James and John and Nathaniel and a couple of the other disciples were all sitting around, probably nothing to do, probably thinking, when is he going to show up again? We want to see him again. But, you know, they couldn't make it happen. So Peter was a man of action. He said, I'm going fishing. And the other guys were all kind of guily guys. And they said, we're going too. So they all went out to the lake, to the Sea of Galilee. And they got their boat and they went out. And, of course, it was nighttime because I guess the fishing was good then. And they fished and they fished and they threw their big nets over. And they pulled them up and they were empty every time. Well, the night wore on, and they were getting tired, and it was getting to be early morning, so the light was coming up in the east, kind of dawn, and they saw there was some guy, and he was on the shore, and he called out to them, and he said, friends, have you caught any fish? And they're like, no, we've been fishing all night, no fish. And he said, try throwing your net over on the right side of your boat. You'll get some fish. So they threw their net over on the right side of the boat, and guess what? What do you think happened?
They got some.
They did. They got a lot of fish. It was so heavy they couldn't even pull it in. And one of the disciples, John, looked at them and he said, you know what? That's the Lord. That's Jesus on shore. And when Peter heard that, I said he was a man of action. He just grabbed his coat, pulled it on, jumped in the water, and swam to shore to greet Jesus. And I always think about the other disciples back in the boat going, oh, we have to row this in ourselves right now. Okay, but Peter went up there, and it was the Lord. And he went back out after he greeted Jesus. He went back out, and he helped the disciples get the fish in. And you know what? They emptied that net. And do you know how many fish they caught? Anybody know? I'd be so impressed. 153. Big, fat fish. And so they put them in. Here's the part about the story I love. They went over to where Jesus was, and guess what he'd done for them? Anyone know? He did something I think better. He had made them breakfast. They'd been out there fishing all night, and he had a little fire ready with coals, and he had his own fish, and he put his fish on, and he had bread, and he gave them bread and fish, and they ate. And then after breakfast, he said, hey, Peter, let's go for a walk. I mean, he didn't say that exactly. We don't know. But I think that's kind of how it was because they ended up walking along the beach. And he's talking to Peter. And he says, Peter, do you love me? And Peter says, yes, Lord, you know I love you. Feed my lambs. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know I love you, said Peter. And Jesus said, feed my sheep. Take care of my sheep. And a third time, he said, Peter, do you love me? Now by this time, Peter had hurt feelings. He was like, yes, Lord, you know all things. You know I love you. And he said, feed my lambs. And he said, Peter, I'm telling you, when you were young, you would get up, you'd get dressed, and you'd go where you wanted to go. When you're older, someone else is going to dress you and lead you somewhere you don't want to go. This was a very gentle way that Jesus was telling him that in the end, Peter was going to die for his faith. And Peter knew that, and he understood that. And all this time, there was some other disciple following up the beach, and it was John, the disciple that Jesus loved. And Peter turned around and looked back at John, and he's just been told he's going to die for Jesus at some point. And he looked at John, and he looked back at Jesus, and he said, "Lord, what about him?" And you know, you got to wonder, what was he thinking? Is he going to die too? I mean, that's only fair. And Jesus just looked at him and said, "Peter, if I want him to stay alive until I come back, what is that to you? You must follow me." And you know why that's my favorite story, practically? And there's so many good ones, it's hard to have a total favorite. But I just think, I have to do that. I can't be looking at what other people are doing and what they're getting and how easy their life might be compared to mine. I just have to follow Jesus. And I really love that story. Okay, we're all going to bow our heads and pray just a short prayer, okay? Father, thank you so much for the beautiful pictures you give us in your word of how we're to look to your Son and how we're to follow him. And I pray you'd help us be brave and strong and able to follow him and not worry about what's happening with other people. Just help us, Lord, to keep our eyes on you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You guys.
God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, though your people walk in the valley of darkness, no evil should they fear, for they follow in faith the call of the shepherd whom you have sent for their hope and strength. Attune our minds to the sound of his voice. Lead our steps in the path he has shown, that we may know the strength of his outstretched arm and enjoy the light of your presence forever. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Song number 179 in your hymnal, if you want to follow along there, or the words will be up here as well. Christ the Lord is risen today, alleluia. Sons of men and angels say, alleluia. Raise your joy and triumphs high, alleluia. Sing ye heavens and earth reply, alleluia. Lives again our glorious King, alleluia. Where, O death, is now thy sting, alleluia. Dying once he all doth save, alleluia. Where thy victory, O grave, alleluia. Love's redeeming work is done, alleluia. Fought the fight, the battle won, alleluia. Death in vain forbids him rise, alleluia. Christ has opened paradise, alleluia. Soar we now where Christ has led, alleluia. Following our exalted head, alleluia. Made like him we rise, alleluia. Ours the cross, the grave, the skies, alleluia.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Amen.
Go out now as God's chosen witnesses to testify that Christ has been raised and that we are raised with him. Set your minds on the things of God and do not be afraid, for your life is safe with Christ in God. And may God raise you from all that would entomb you. May Jesus Christ be your life, and may the Holy Spirit empower you for all that is good. Amen. I would say go in peace, but we have an Easter egg hunt. And Chris is going to tell you, adults, you may sit down. Children, listen to Chris.